This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The threat of a government shutdown. Oh, my gosh. What are we going to do, America? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to. Who wins with a shutdown, huh? I heard on the news the president invited Pelosi and Schumer to the White House, and the media talked as if Trump is caving. You buy that? I'm just curious. Let me know. KJRadio.com. Or give us a call, 844-551-8255. Yeah, Trump is caving, right? Because he's a caver. We know this. Donald Trump doesn't stand his ground. He gets nothing accomplished. This, you know, the border wall means nothing to him. So what was a campaign promise? Who cares? It's, you know, he's going to go back, open up the old Republican playbook and go, what do I do? Okay, cave. Cave. Here's what I read. The partial federal government shutdown enters its second week in the new year without a deal to reopen the government in sight as both sides continue digging in over funding for a barrier on the border with Mexico. I keep chuckling every time I see the word barrier because I told my audience, you, my friends, they don't want to use the word wall. Keep calling it a wall, okay? Don't let them call it a barrier. Here's where they go. House Democrats plan to introduce a legislative package to reopen the government once they get control of the House on Thursday. But it's not clear what kind of support it's going to get from Republicans. Trump said he will only support a bill with funding for his border wall. The Democrats, much as I suspected, have allocated no money for a new wall. He capitalized that, the president did. He tweeted that. So imaginative. The problem is, without a wall, capital again, there can be no real border security, and the country must finally have a strong and secure southern border. So I thought to myself, this makes perfect sense. We all know this. There's not a leftist on the planet that doesn't believe in a wall. Not one. I was trying to get to a baseball park the other day with my youngest son, and we couldn't get in. You want to know why? It had a fence, and it was locked. So we couldn't get in. Apparently, it's precious, you know, sovereign ground. You could go to the monkey bars. Oops, did I just say monkey with a little black head? Yeah, so you could go to the monkey bars. You could go to the soccer fields. You could go do pretty much anything else, but you couldn't get on the, oh, if you build it, they will come baseball field. No, because they wanted to make sure that those are pristine, et cetera, et cetera. So they lock you out. They put a wall around. There weren't even any illegals in there. None. So this is where we are. But what got me thinking about this wall and this shutdown was, you know, what exactly happens during the shutdown? And I really want to know. I said, let me go back in history. I want to know what is the longest period that the government has been shut down. You guys know? Do you have any idea? I mean, because you hear government shutdown, you're like, oh, man, it was shut down for 8 months, a year, 5 years. Nope. You want to know the longest period the government has been shut down? 21 days. They talk about there are 800,000 federal employees and they ain't getting their paychecks. They will die without this. If you don't let them have their money, they will be deader than you know what. I mean, it's doom and gloom on the shutdown. People will die. It's Armageddon. There will be hell to pay and on and on and on. Uncharted waters, right? How could Donald Trump do it? Well, let's see. From October 1st to October 17th, that was the last shutdown, not including this one, the U.S. government entered a shutdown, curtailed most routine operations because neither legislation appropriating funds for fiscal year 2014 nor a continuing resolution, what they call a CR, for the interim authorization of appropriations for fiscal year 2014 was enacted in time. Regular government operations resumed October 17th after an interim appropriations bill was signed into law. Let me tell you what happened. The Republicans caved. The Republicans caved. See, I think that was the one they shut down over DACA. During the shutdown, approximately 800,000 federal employees were indefinitely furloughed. Another 1.3 million were required to report to work without known payment dates. Only those government services deemed accepted under the Anti-Deficiency Act were continued. And only those employees deemed accepted continued to report to work. So that was October 1st through the 17th of 2013. The Democrats shut down the government for 16 days, whatever, 17 days, whatever that number is. They went back to work on October 17th. No harm, no foul. Everybody got paid. And you know what? Republicans caved. I don't know what happened. I didn't do any more research other than to say, okay, we ended it. That was it. They said the previous U.S. federal government was shut down in 1995-1996. The 16-day long shutout of October 2013 was the longest, I'm sorry, the third longest shutdown in history after the 18-day shutdown in 1978 and the 21-day shutdown in 1995. Now I'm going to ask you, is it really shut down? That's almost like a holiday shutdown, you know, a seasonal shutdown. But they want you to believe, oh, the government is closed. People will die. You will die. You will not have access to all these things that we give you. Like what, Obamacare? What, I can't go to the Grand Tetons? What is it that I miss out on? A 21-day shutdown is the max. I hope Trump breaks the record just for shiggles. I hope he goes, well, what's the record for the shutdown? 21 days? Okay. Yeah, let's beat the 21-day. And I don't want the Republicans caving. See, that's the thing you have to be most concerned about, is the Republicans caving. They're good at it. I didn't go look and see who was in control of Congress in 95 and 96 and who was in control of Congress in 1978. Who was in control? I know who's in control of Congress in 2013. Okay? Because we made it so. But what I can tell you is don't trust the Republicans. You can trust Donald Trump to say, I'm not reopening government. I'm not going to do it. And he shouldn't do it. He's not asking for much. I've already given you all the ways that Donald Trump could pay for this barrier, which we're calling a wall, that has no won't impact this budget in any way, shape, or form. $5 billion on a almost $4 trillion budget. You do the math. It's negligible. What the Democrats don't want is they don't want this immigration reform to begin. That's why they always talk about it comprehensively.
We've got to do it comprehensively. If we don't do it all, well, what's going to happen?
Nothing. If we do it incrementally, you know what will happen? We'll achieve it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talked about this women's march the other day, and I talked about the one in Chicago that was canceled. And here's what I think we discussed. They said the local group, let me see here, has decided not to host the march in January, an event that for the past few years drew hundreds of thousands of supporters to Grant Park in concert with similar marches across the globe. And then they go on to say, while this Chicago March organizers cited high costs and limited volunteer hours, the real reason is a splintering from leadership. And I called foul. I said, I don't believe that for one second. It is not the splintering of leadership. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I was talking to a guy today, just as an aside, and he says to me, yeah, Kevin, I want to do an interview with you about people that are fired, you know, let go of their contributor agreements by these different networks. And I said, okay. And I said, just understand, I'm not bashing Fox. They're free to do whatever they want. He goes, yeah, but I'm curious as to what you think is going on. I said, it's just freedom of speech. And everybody's afraid of somebody saying something controversial when there is no controversy. It's just a discussion. And went on. But anyway, here's what he told me. He says, well, I said, he said, Ed Martin got let go from CNN. And I know Ed. And I said, what for? He said, it was something he said on his radio show. I went, get out. He goes, yeah. And so he goes, there are groups out there that listen to shows like yours. That's all they do. They listen for controversial stuff. Okay. And he says, then they target your people, you know, your advertisers. And I went, oh, I know that. I don't have any. I mean, I don't have any advertisers. I don't have anybody to, well, Kevin, you know, we heard you said something on the radio and that's over. Because that, and that's why I lose money in radio, to be honest with you, but so be it. But I don't have to worry about that. I don't know whether that's a good thing. You know, would you rather be making $1 million in radio and have the ability to lose it, or would you rather be losing money in radio and never have to worry about it? I've settled for the latter. but it struck me as odd that this guy who's a lefty, he writes for Politico, and he's telling me, yeah, man, there are people out there, they're just waiting on you guys to screw up. And I go, well, that's wonderful for them. So they shut down all speech that they deem controversial. He goes, well, come on, man, you know, you know when you're pushing over the line. I go, no, you don't. I go, if a guy came on the radio today and talked about an old colored feller, people would be mad at him and you know, call him a racist. God forbid he used the word Negro. I go, people would go berserk. I go, that's maybe from his time. That guy could be 80 years old. Those are the terms used. And I went on to explain this. And by the way, I told him, I go, I'll do this interview with you, but I'm going to record it. So I recorded it. Maybe we'll play it. But here's my deal. That's where we are today. You can't see anything. So these people monitor the show. Well, I'm not changing anything. Now let's get back to the Women's March. So anyway, Chicago nicks the rally. It's due to happen on January 19th in Washington, D.C. and other cities across the globe. And I told everybody, this has more to do with the anti-women's movement, or the anti-women's movement group. The people that are sick and tired of leftist women dictating the policies that women are supposed to follow. They're sick of it. Young girls have no interest whatsoever. The only people in these groups are the most radical feminists on the planet. The National Organization of Women Feminists and people like that. Anybody, any woman in this country who feels like she's oppressed is a total feminist that isn't taking advantage of the best country in the world for a woman, bar none. And look, do we need to improve things in this country for women? Maybe a little, but it ain't by much. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. If you want to know who to go after, lefties, it's Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. And I've asked all these guys, I said, hey, look, if you got a problem with what I do, call. I'm happy to discuss any of the things that are going on and, you know, with what we're doing. I'm happy to discuss it. You know, and I'm anxious to discuss it. I told the guy, I go, nobody is fighting against, I'm back to the interview. Nobody's fighting against the left. If you say something stupid, we might comment, but I don't get a bunch of people to try to ruin your career and things like this. It's a discussion. I believe women are ruining things for other women. Feminists are ruining things for other women. So Chicago gets canceled. Right after that, New Orleans says it's bailing out. Did you guys hear this? Organizers of the Women's March in New Orleans have decided to cancel their July 19th sister march, saying that participation and fundraising dropped off drastically in the wake of the outrage surrounding the national co-chairs. Let me tell you, if they want to believe that this is surrounding the national co-chairs, go for it. They want to believe that Linda Sarsour and all these other women that are involved, Tamika Mallory, Carmen Perez, they are the reason. The reason why this thing is dropping off is because of what I said earlier. It's the women. Women are waking up. Anyway, here's what they said. Due to several issues, we've decided that it is necessary to cancel the 2019 Women's March in New Orleans. They said the announcement by the NOW chapter, which organized the 2018 Women's March on New Orleans, comes with four co-chairs. Many of the sister marches, have asked the leaders of the Women's March to resign, but as of today, they have yet to do so. So they claim, if these women resign, we'll continue with the march. So I just want you to understand, these women are now going after these other women. It's no longer about Donald Trump, is it? And for the record, when was it ever about Donald Trump? So these women are now going after other women because they found out that these other women are against a lot of the things that these women supposedly fight for. Tolerance and, you know, fairness and all these other things. They're not. They're not for it. You're watching an organization, you're watching a so-called movement implode on itself. It's the beginning of 2019. 2 years. In 2017, they marched against Trump. In 2018, they marched against Trump. He's got nothing to do with this, by the way. And in 2019, 2 years after Trump, what are these women doing? They're going, we got nothing to march against except ourselves. I want you to understand how important that is, how powerful that is. 2 years of Trump's a misogynist. He's this, he hates women, and on and on. And Donald Trump is now no longer the centerpiece of what's going on in this movement. The centerpiece is now the movement itself. And let me tell you another little dirty secret. If they change leadership, nothing's going to change. They will still feel this way because it's a bogus movement.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Democratic Congressman Nancy Pelosi is Speaker of the House once again. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy transferred the gavel to Pelosi.
I extend my hand of friendship to every member of this body. And to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, I extend to you this gavel.
A defiant Pelosi still says on the Today Show, no funding for the wall.
We're talking about border security.
Nothing for the wall, but that means it's
well, we can go through this all back and forth. No, How many more times can we say no? Nothing for the wall.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky believes Democrats are to blame for the shutdown.
And yet, as yesterday marked the 12th day of this ongoing partial government shutdown, our Democratic colleagues seem less concerned with these facts than with their unreasonable political standoff with President Trump.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Officer Ronald Singh, is that his name? I think it is. He was killed just recently by an illegal who also had an illegal gun. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Talk about your dual problem for the left. A police officer is killed by an illegal, somebody who should have never been in this country, and that person had an illegal gun, not a legal gun. Yeah. See, too few people care when police get killed anymore. Shot or killed. That used to be, I mean, just think about that. These are people that carry weapons, that are out there to serve and protect, and they're getting picked off. And in this case, by the most heinous of people, somebody that never should have been in this country, Ronald Singh, Officer Ronald Singh, should be alive right now. How sad is that? He loses his life on a technicality. I get it. He could be, you know, he could be in, killed in any day, in any time. That's the way the police job is. I mean, I made a movie about it. I ought to know. Rest in peace, Ronald Singh. He's a foreigner. Came over to get his part of the American dream. Probably Indian. Singh is a big Indian name. And joins the police force. Becomes one of those who wants to protect us. And he gets killed by somebody who got here illegally. I mean, the irony. God. 148 police officers killed in 2008. 27 canine officers killed in 2008. That's a total of 175 officers. Oh, I know. 27 canine officers. Those are dogs. Dogs that probably saved the lives of somebody giving their own. Yeah. And what do we have Democrats doing? We had 166 House Democrats who voted against Kate's law. 166 Americans who are supposed to be representatives of the people in their district voted against the law that would stop repeat offender illegal aliens from murdering other citizens of America. Does that tell you everything you need to know? How sad is that? I love how Democrats always ask, you know, who's going to pay for this wall? I would say Ronald Singh's family is paying for this wall with the blood on the hands of the Democrats. But here's what's interesting. While Democrats will ask you who's going to pay for the wall, they will never ask you who's going to pay for the welfare that goes to all these illegals. Who's going to pay for the food stamps that goes to these illegals? Who's going to pay for their schooling? Who's going to pay for their housing? Who's going to pay for their health care? Who's going to pay when they commit crimes against humanity and we got to cover that bill? Who's going to pay? And how much is it? A wall in comparison to taking care of an estimated 11 to 20 million people voting in our elections, thwarting our system. I'll take the wall every time, Alex, for 2,000. Dianne Feinstein wrote this. I'm writing to voice my strong concern about the recent deaths and illnesses of children detained in Border Patrol custody, and to request full accounting and a revised protocol to prevent such tragedies from occurring in the future. In other words, Dianne Feinstein, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California, is more concerned about the life of a kid whose parents would walk thousands of miles to sit at our border and try to gain illegal entry into our country than she is about people in her own district who can't afford school, who can't afford housing, who can't afford health care, who can't afford the safety of you know, a protected environment, whatever they can't afford. I don't know. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. I think you get the point, right? And why? Because a second child died on the border, and they've already determined the first child was already sick. They didn't give her health, him or her health care. They didn't die because of us. They died because their parents did something stupid, and so did the second child. What were we supposed to do to save them? Oh, I know. Kevin, you're heartless, man. You know, you're heartless, dude. You should want to bring these people in and take care of them. We've done it. We've sent money to them. How much money have we sent to Central America, the Dominican Republic, and Nicaragua, and all these countries? How much money have we sent to them? We're sending money to Mexico. President Donald Trump said that America needs a slightly larger version of the wall around Washington, the Washington, D.C. mansion owned by Barack Obama. Just a slightly larger version. His wall is 10 feet tall. Talked about it the other day. Trump wants a 30-foot wall. In his tweet, he said he agreed that the wall was a good idea. President and Ms. Obama has built a 10-foot wall around their D.C. mansion compound. I agree. Totally necessary for their safety and security. He then added that he wanted his to be slightly bigger. He pulled a Kim Jong-un on him. You got a button? I got a bigger button, baby. Yeah, the U.S. needs the same thing, slightly larger. And he wasn't kidding. So, I was reading a piece from, what was his name? Oh, geez. He's a guy in Salem. Oh, man, Jaeger. Is it Jaeger? Dennis Prager. I knew I'd get it eventually. And Prager was talking about 2019 was going to be a dark year for conservatives, dark year for politics, but mostly for us, a dark year. And he cited all these things. The Democrats are going to go after Trump with impeachment. They're going to be obstructionists and all these different things. I read that article and went, whatever. Whatever. The Democrats are in such bad shape. All you have to do is be a little patient. You've watched things evolve. And what's funny to me, even after you watch things evolve, people are still, well, Kevin, I don't know, man. I'm not sure. Do I need to recount the different things that these people have done and you guys are going, what's going on? What do you mean what's going on? Okay, you want to start? Uranium One. You think Uranium One's going to go away? How do you think they're going to talk their way out of this? Mueller's got to issue a report. Bring it. Where is it? Mueller's had 2 years to study Trump in every facet. Everybody, oh, wait till he gets his taxes. Wait till he gets into his business dealings. When he gets into what? Donald Trump is the most investigated dude in the history of America. J. Edgar Hoover couldn't have done a better job. And you guys are wondering, what are you going to do? People are wondering, can he win this battle of the budget and the wall? Are you kidding? This is child's play. This is like saving Carrier. And he doesn't need a magic wand. But let me tell you, the Democrats are going to need a lot of magic wands. But there are things that aren't going to be discussed. Benghazi's not going to be discussed. The green energy boondoggles of Solyndra an inner one and stuff like that. Those are scandals too, but they're not going to get discussed. Fast and Furious may not get discussed. The IRS targeting may not get discussed. Rigging a primary against Bernie Sanders. I know, it's over, right? The race is over. Hillary won, but then again, Hillary lost. Illegally storing emails on a forbidden server. Psh, water under the bridge, right? Paying for a fake dossier using a British ex-spy who's disgraced that the FBI didn't want to work with. That one we might want to recant. We want to talk about. Lying under oath. Many, many Democrats are going to feel the wrath of lying under oath. You need a list? McCabe, Comey, Strzok. I don't know about Lisa Page. I think she might have told the truth. You think it's over? Guys, this is only beginning. Dennis Prager wants I have mad respect for Dennis. One of the sharpest guys out there, but he's telling, oh, they're going to be obstructions. You're not going to know which way is up. Oh, we'll know which way is up. Donald Trump's got his sea legs, baby. He knows what's going on. He's been there 2 years. I want you to think about the kind of study that Donald Trump is. Yeah, they spied on him, too. I know that's one of those other controversies. Thank you for whispering that in my ear, Mr. Producer. They spied on Trump. They colluded and conspired against him. The Russians are now suing, saying, we want access to data. They've gotten access to data, which has exposed more information that goes against the Democrats. But you're concerned, I know, because you've been trained to be. You've been trained to care, to, you know, to go, oh, I don't know. I would always tell my grandmother, I go, why do we go to church? What are you talking about, Kevin? I said, because, my dear, you always tell me that we got to trust in the Lord. We sing songs, trust in the Lord, and then you worry like there is no God. I don't get it. She never had an answer for me. Except, oh, boy, you don't know what you're talking about. Boy, be quiet. Yeah, I need to be quiet. I knew I had her. You guys are scared. You're scared for no reason. We have tons of stuff that's coming up against the
Democrats. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh, it's going to be doom and gloom for Donald Trump, for conservatives in 2019, right? Right? Isn't that what they tell us? Then why am I so exuberant? Why am I so optimistic? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. That's who I am. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Here's what I like to do, just from time to time. And I'm calling this segment, What's the Update? And there's a ton of things to be updated on. For example, I could update you on Stormy Daniels and her lawsuit, which was thrown out, and she's paying Donald Trump. What's she doing? What's Michael Avenatti doing? Are they a threat to Donald Trump? Are any of the people who tried to get Kavanaugh, where are they? Blasey Ford, Ramirez, Swetnick, where are they? What's going on with them? Absolutely nothing. All the Democrats that want to go after Trump for, in 2020, they literally say there are going to be dozens of them. Watch how many fall by the wayside. Watch how many get nothing done. I talked about Elizabeth Warren. She was doing a Facebook Live and had 15 people on there. You or I could get 15 people on a Facebook Live. So let's look at some of the things that came up that were supposed to destroy Donald Trump. Here's a good one. Ivanka Trump's email scandal. You heard anything? Let me help you out. There's not been a single report on Ivanka Trump's email scandal since November the 28th of last year. Nothing. Google it for yourselves. November the 19th and November the 28th. Those are the dates you're going to see. Nothing. She supposedly violated this or that, and all there's going to be all this information, and pull it. What about Donald Trump Jr.'s emails? Wasn't that supposed to bring him down? Mueller, they found a Russian spy, and Mueller doesn't have that Russian spy anywhere in his investigation. And you know who the Russian spy was spying on? Republicans. And a Russian spy is nowhere in Mueller's investigation. Speaking of Mueller, let's find out what's going on with Mueller. You want to know what they're now telling us when he's going to release his famous report that's going to bring down Donald Trump? They're talking May of this year. They're dragging it out even further. Don't be surprised if they release it over the 4th of July when nobody wants to hear about it. Because you think it's going to indict Donald Trump or any of his so-called satellites? Speaking of his satellites, what about Cohen? Wasn't he supposed to bring down Donald Trump? Where's Cohen? He's in jail. Donald Trump is still president. What about Michael Flynn? Wasn't he supposed to bring down Donald Trump? His sentencing hearing has been delayed not once, but twice. Now the judge goes, I'm not going to let him get away with lying. Do you want to believe the hype, or do you want to believe that Michael Flynn has Mueller over the barrel? Michael Flynn is not worried about going to prison. He's not worried about the sentencing of this judge. He understands exactly where he fits. So where is it? Okay, what about this economy? Oh, I know. Stock market drops. Let me tell you something. Stock market's going to go up. It's going to do very well. This economy is booming. Nobody can deny that. North Korea. I've touched on it earlier in the broadcast. I touched on it the other day. They're talking about building a rail system between North and South Korea so these people can start visiting each other. Kim Jong-un has asked for more summits with his sister country. They're talking about one Korea policy. Oh, I know. The news is telling us, oh, North Korea's got missile bases and they're threatening America, blah, blah, blah. What about them? What about Iran? Do you want me to play a clip for Donald Trump talking about Iran? I'm going to do that. It's about 5 minutes long, but it is so telling because it talks about Syria, talks about Iran. But before we get to that, Russia, Putin says, don't discount nuclear war. What are you going to fight us with, Vladimir? You know why Putin is talking about nuclear war? He's becoming the next Kim Jong-un. He's got to start saber rattling so he can get Donald Trump's attention. Well, get his attention because China's not going to have it. We're certainly not going to have it. Donald Trump's not going to play with you. We're ahead of you. But go for it. China, what are they doing? Oh, did anybody remind them that they blinked during trade negotiations? Did you guys hear? They lowered the tariffs on cars? That's what China did. Let's play that clip of Donald Trump.
Obama gave up Syria years ago when he didn't violate the red line. I did when I shot 59 missiles in. But that was a long time later. And when President Obama decided not to violate his statement that never crossed the red line, and then they did, he didn't do anything about it. You know, making a threat is okay, but you always have to follow through with the threat if you're going to make that threat. You can't make a threat and then do nothing. So Syria was lost long ago. It was lost long ago. And besides that, I don't know what, we're talking about sand and death. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about, you know, vast wealth. We're talking about sand and death. Now, the Kurds, it's very interesting. Turkey doesn't like them. Other people do. I didn't like the fact that they're selling the small oil that they have to Iran. And we asked them not to sell it to Iran. But the Kurds, our partners, are selling oil to Iran. We're not thrilled about that. Okay? I'm not happy about it at all. At the same time, they fight better when we fight with them. You know, when we send 30 F-18s in front of them, they fight much better than they do when we don't. And you've seen what's happened. But we want to protect the Kurds, nevertheless. We want to protect the Kurds. But I don't want to be in Syria forever. It's sand. and it's death. And when we kill ISIS, if we don't, now everyone says, oh, then they'll come to our country. Well, that's possibly true, a very small percentage. But you know where else they're going? To Iran, who hates ISIS more than we do. They're going to Russia, who hates ISIS more than we do. So we're killing. And then I read when we pull out, oh, Russia's thrilled. Russia's not happy. You know why they're not happy? Because they like it when we're killing ISIS, because we're killing them for them. And we're killing them for Assad. And we're killing ISIS also for Iran. And just while we're on Iran, because, you know, people don't like to write the facts, Iran is a much different country than it was when I became president. Iran, when I became president, I had a meeting at the Pentagon with lots of generals. They were like from a movie. Better looking than Tom Cruise and stronger. And I had more generals than I've ever seen. And we were at the bottom of this incredible room. I said, this is the greatest room I've ever seen. I saw more computer boards than I think that they make today. And every part of the Middle East and other places that was under attack because of Iran. And I said to myself, wow. I mean, you look at Yemen, you look at Syria, you look at every place. Saudi Arabia was under siege. They were all, I mean, they wanted Yemen because of a long border with Saudi Arabia. That's why they're there, frankly. But every place was under siege. And I actually asked the question, how do you stop these people? They're all over the place. They had plenty of money. President Obama had just given them $150 billion. He just gave $1.8 billion in cash. I'm still trying to figure that one out, Mick. Gave $1.8 billion in cash. Plane loads of cash. I mean, cash from five different countries. You know why from five different countries, Jeff? Because we didn't have enough cash in the tri-state area to give them $1.8 billion. So they had to use the currency of other countries. That's the real reason. So with all of that being said, I did something called terminate the horrible Iran nuclear deal, which, by the way, in 8 years gives Iran the legal right to have nuclear weapons, okay? I did it. Iran is no longer the same country. Iran is pulling people out of Syria. They can do what they want there, frankly, but they're pulling people out. They're pulling people out of Yemen. Iran wants to survive now. Iran was a power in the Middle East. They were going to take over the whole Middle East. They were going to take over everything. That was what they wanted to do, and destroy Israel while they're at it. Iran is a much different country right now. They're having riots every week in every city, bigger than they've ever had before. Their currency is under siege, thanks to us. A lot of bad things are happening. When we do all of the things that we've done monetarily to Iran, Iran is in trouble. And you know what? I'd love to negotiate with Iran. They're not ready yet, I don't think. But they will be. But Iran is a much different country right now, Jeff, than it was when I took over.
There you have it. Not a whole lot of discussion about what's going on with Iran. $1.8 billion delivered to them. Then they were spreading terror out with tentacles. And Donald Trump implemented a policy that made them draw in. They were like, oh, well, now we're out of a nuclear deal. They can build their own missiles in 8 years. Trump's like, they were building them anyway. We were financing the building of their missiles. We were financing their ability to go out and spread terror throughout the region, the Middle East, and around the world. We've looked at the numbers. I've given you guys the numbers between when Iran was taken over by the mullahs and how terror has expanded. I got to leave it there for now, and I know we have a lot more I wanted to talk about, but don't worry about it. We got more coming up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.